Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9 is also the way to get in touch with me. In this brand new year, as Paramount has called it and SpongeBob has called it, the worst Monday of the year, I don't think that's necessarily true.
It's been a good Monday for me.
Yeah, not for me too.
I'm not complaining.
Listen, any day that you're above ground is a good day, right?
Exactly.
All right, so we're talking about, appropriate on the first Monday of the year, of the brand new year, of technological fantasies that people have. So let's see what else people have come up with.
Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie says a calorie reducer. you eat a cookie and the calories are taken from your system. And while I'm at it, wrinkle-reducing sugar.
Just rub it on your face.
Rub the sugar on your face, and there go the wrinkles.
You know, believe it or not, somebody was telling me that unhomogenized honey, that natural honey, is a great, not only, I don't know that it's a wrinkle reducer, but it gets rid of rashes, supposedly.
Really?
It's an anti-inflammatory. They use it on turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, having your skin look like a turtle, I don't know, especially your neck. No, a turtleneck, not good idea. No. I don't know. I just thought I'd pass that along.
Let's go to Jerry. Jerry says wireless medical monitoring, although someone commented underneath it that already exists. So.
Well, I don't know that the wireless does, but you could, I mean, basically Wi-Fi is wireless, right?
Right.
And you can certainly... I don't know exactly what either of them are referring to, but there's certainly Wi-Fi, and there's the new whatever the iPhone, the iWatch or something is that monitors a lot of your medical kinds of stuff, which I guess in theory is wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that, I don't know if that's what they're talking about or not.
Yeah. Scott says something that's interesting that we've already kind of talked about, self-driving vehicles.
I just think those are the idea of them. It just is so safe,
mm-hmm.
as opposed, because we kill 55,000 people on the road every year in and year out. So that would be 55,000 lives that would just be saved. Not to mention pedestrians.
Mm-hmm. He also goes on to suggest advanced robotics, artificial intelligence, all things that will change our employment futures.
Already has, hasn't it?
Yeah. In some ways, yeah. Jimmy says travel via phone. That's interesting.
How would we do? Look, our phones. You can't even make a phone call on your phone. Why would you want to travel on your phone?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind with that is like the Matrix. You know, where they go into the Matrix and then they pick up the, if they want to come back out, they answer the phone at the payphone, and then they, you know.
Well, didn't they do that in Back to the Future? Wasn't there a payphone in? Oh no, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Was at the train station.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I know you guys trust phones more than I do. I figure if travel was by phones, we'd all end up on Mars or something where we really wanted to go to Miami.
Instead of drop calls, we'd have drop trips, which would be even more
terrifying. People. Yeah, people, right?
Yeah. That would kind of scare me a little bit.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't.
Relying
you guys,
on a phone to travel.
I was going to say you trust your phones a lot more than I do.
It would have to be like a landline. If we get to a point where we're relying on like cell phones to travel, you know, to like travel from cell phone to cell phone.
We should ask. We should. You know, I wonder if we can. We should talk with John about whether or not we have the technology. And this is something I know it exists because I've used it before. I used it when I was at another station. That where people could call in and vote on a poll, on a question. Because I would love to know how many people do not have landlines anymore.
Yeah.
And my guess is it's an astonishing number of people.
Yeah, I don't have one.
I don't either. And I'd always kept one. I've had a cell phone. I've had a cell phone essentially since cell phones first came out, just because I had to.
Yeah.
Before cell phones, I carried a beeper because I was on call all the time, and I got so I could tell just before the beeper would go off, because they do. They vibrate a little bit before they make a sound,
mm-hmm.
and I could do the same thing with my cell phone. But so I've had a cell phone for a very long time. And I've always kept a landline with the idea being, even though I didn't use it very much, and once cell phones, you could call everybody for free for long distance, because a large number of my calls are to family and work that's outside of where I live.
Yeah.
They're long distance calls. And I've always kept a landline with the idea being for emergencies, except I was evacuated 3 times in New York in the last 3+, you know, little under 3 years, and in none of the cases the landline worked. Because the landlines count on electricity,
right.
And there was no electricity. So I thought, why am I paying like $150 a month for something that basically the only person I ever used to was my sister, who would leave 45-minute messages, or and I would keep it for emergencies. And in the 3 cases where there was an emergency, they didn't work. So I thought, why am I doing this? So I about a year ago, I think, I got rid of my landline.
Mm-hmm. Just to kind of wrap things up here, I had a couple more people that suggested teleportation, kind of talked about that already.
Yeah, that it is moving around, isn't it? We're a very mobile culture. I wonder if other cultures are as hung up, or as hung up is not a fair word, as fascinated by the idea of travel. I mean, this country has always been very mobile. Our sort of image is, whether it's the Calistoga wagon or a car or whatever, that we move around a lot.
Yeah.
It varies a little bit from part of the country. I mean, one of the things that was really interesting is living in New England for a while, and that a huge number of people have born, bred, and died within a 20-mile radius. But that's a really unusual kind of thing for a large, especially if you live on either coast. If you live, which is obviously Boston is one of the coasts, but for nobody in California was basically born in California. I know it's an exaggeration, especially in the big cities. And in New York, there's nobody who almost, I mean, there are people who, actually, it's really interesting because there are either cities that are essentially, everybody's a nomad, and then there's a sort of small pocket of people who've lived and died within like a 20-mile radius. But I think American, my guess is, maybe Canadians as well, because it's such a big country, mm-hmm. that travel a lot, that our model is really movement.
Yeah.
I'd just be interested. I wonder if there's any, there's probably not any sort of cross-cultural data on how many people want to teleport.
Right. I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean... It would make things a lot easier. It would make traveling, you know,
well,
so
especially
much easier.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of car travel, which is basically sort of irritating because you either get it, it's relatively expensive, it's relatively dangerous, and it's relatively irritating because unless you're traveling at completely off hours, you get stuck in traffic jams.
Right.
And airlines, nobody has any fun on traveling airlines anymore. And trains are fun, but they're hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just one more. This one's kind of funny.
you're having a good time.
We have one person that says, a women to men and men to women language translator.
It's called sex. No, that's rude. Folks, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's, you know, or it's called alcohol. One or the other. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of part of the point of this program is the translation of just sort of learning to, and part of it is to be able to translate, you have to know what you're actually talking about, which means some self-awareness. And I think both in men and women, women are talkier, but I think sometimes we're not any more aware than men of what we really want. We're more verbal and we're more willing to talk, but talk doesn't necessarily mean it's accurate talk.
Right.
All right. So teleportation is the major issue.
That's the popular one.
Well, basically, just transportation in general.
Right.
Whether it's teleportation or the self-driven car, the automobile.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, and again, it would be fascinating to me to see whether Indonesia cares at all about travel, or whether China does. You know, or Russia or Argentina. You know, it'd be really interesting to see, because part of it, I think, really is a cultural value, but certainly part of ours. 855-99-DR-JOY. Half hour with you, so give me a holler. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's it. 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. Today or really any day. And you can always call that number, even though I'm not always here. It's not that I don't always love you. It's that, come on, folks, you have a life. I get a life as well, more or less. But certainly calling between noon and 3 Eastern is a good time to do so. And start off the new year. I think we should start off the new year with an email, don't you think?
I believe so. Let's go to this email we got from Maureen in Massachusetts. She says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I recently called your show to talk about what I wanted to work on for my New Year's resolution. After a couple of rings, I hung up knowing that I would become very emotional talking about my situation. What I wanted to say is that I need and want to find my own self. I've been lost for some time now and don't know who I am anymore. My son had committed suicide on June 28th, 2 days after bringing home my two-month-old granddaughter from the hospital after spending 3 weeks due to needing open-heart surgery. Needless to say, I have also lost my now 5-year-old granddaughter since my son passed away. I grieve every day and continue to struggle in life. My life has changed dramatically and I can't find my way."
Go back to the first of it, that her son committed suicide June 28th.
June 28th of
after bringing home
2 days after bringing home her 2-month-old granddaughter from the hospital.
So there were two children, it sounds like. There was a 2-month-old and a 5-year-old.
Yep.
I'm not sure why she would have lost access to the 5-year-old, unless maybe her son was not married to... I mean, you know, this is one... You know, I know sometimes things are emotional, but this is kind of the place where people can come to deal safely with their emotions. And there are a whole lot of questions here. Let me sort of tell you some of my questions, and then I'll try and give you some way of at least beginning on this. I don't know whether or not your son was married to the mother of the two children. I don't know whether they were the same woman. But I don't think you have to give up seeing your grandchildren, and presumably, whether there were two women or just one woman, that they are bereaved as well. And sort of saying, "Look, what can I do to help?" Or you know, "What can you know? Let me help you take care of the children." Or reaching out. You know, it's interesting. Over the holidays, I've talked to an awful lot of people who said, My son didn't, or my daughter doesn't, or my mother doesn't. My question is, well, what are you doing about it? That sometimes we wait, a lot of times we wait for another person to reach out to us. But if you want something, you know, this isn't a dress rehearsal. Go for it. I mean, the worst someone can say is no, or I don't want to, or at least have a discussion about it. But sort of waiting for other people to read your mind is a thankless waste of time. It's futile. It's nerve-wracking. It'll give you wrinkles. It'll raise your cholesterol and your anxiety. So I don't think you have to give up either of your grandchildren. Certainly the relationship may change a bit, number one. Number two, I don't know anything about, obviously, your son's suicide. I don't know whether there was a family history of depression. I don't know whether there was drug abuse involved. I don't know whether he lost his job. And it would seem to me, in some ways, that having brought home a child who was now healthier would be a cause for celebration. Although, obviously, depression is almost by definition an inner issue rather than external issue. That there certainly are things external in our lives that make us unhappy. But to a very large extent, depression is really not about external issues, even though they can trigger things sometimes, but about internal issues. So I know nothing about that. But it does. So let me then get to your question about, all right, what do I do now? How do I define myself? And I suppose the answer is, to a certain extent, I think you're falling into a trap that an awful lot of women fall into, is that we're somebody's daughter, and then we're somebody's good little girl and daughter, and then we're somebody's girlfriend and somebody's wife and somebody's mother. And the question is, when are we somebody? And somebody doesn't necessarily determine exactly what you do for a living. But if you think about it, men don't define themselves as somebody's father or somebody's son. They define themselves as a lawyer or a fireman or a computer expert or even out of work. But which doesn't mean that work is what defines us, but it's certainly part of what defines us, what we do to spend our time in this life. And I think that is your particular goal at this moment, that obviously you're feeling like you're not a mom because your son has suicided, and you're not a grandmother because you don't have access to those kids, which I think I wouldn't give up quite so easily. But the question is, what do you want to do in this life? Let me just back up a little bit. And I mentioned, how long do I have here, Manny?
We're looking at about a little over 3 minutes.
Okay, well, let me see if I can finish this up. One of the things that happened on Christmas Day when I was feeding the hungry is a man came in, and he was three sheets to the wind and sobbing and with a cane, and he sat down and was very vocal about that. He said his wife had been hit by a car 2 weeks and had been killed 2 weeks before, and he was sobbing, and it sort of brought everything to a screaming halt, and to the extent that the minister who was there sort of got us all in a prayer circle. And I had no idea, to be quite honest, what any of this was true, and which is not necessarily being skeptical as much as there was a huge amount of drama going on. And he was then saying, is suicide a sin? And so after all the prayers and the minister sort of talking with him, I went and sat down by him and I said, listen, you're looking at a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and you have a choice at this moment to either end your life or to understand that as long as you're alive, as long as you think about your wife, as long as you love your wife, that to a certain extent she remains as part of this world. And so if you can't find the strength to live for yourself right now, maybe you can find the strength to live for her and to live your life in a way that makes sense to her. And obviously there was a certain amount of guilt involved with him, or maybe not so obviously, but he was saying, well, I wasn't a very good husband. I said, well, but here's your opportunity to live a life that you can be proud of, that she could be proud of, because that's really all we've got. And it was sort of interesting for me, the difference between the minister's approach and my approach, which mine was practical, his was spiritual. And I have no idea which or either, if either would be effective or the combination. But you have an opportunity at this moment to decide that whoever I was to this moment is either okay or not okay, needs to be changed or doesn't need to be changed. But this is the life I have, and what I need to do is make some sense out of it for me. And whether that means that you explore the causes of suicide a bit more, whether you get more involved with your grandchildren, whether you make a memorial to your son, is really up to you. So, and I think that defining yourself in terms of what you want to accomplish is really your goal. Call me if you need me. And being emotional is perfectly okay around here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Are you telling me to change cover?
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. I thought we would... These are kind of bumper stickers, which always appeal to me. I mean, I think pithy always counts. So I thought here's some ideas to sort of kick around for the new year. We were talking about teleportation in space.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the famous comments John Glenn made. He says, as I hurtled through space, one thought kept crossing my mind. Every part of this rocket was supplied by the lowest bidder. Okay. Here's another good one. The same kind of ironic sense of humor. This is Desmond Tutu. When the white missionaries came to Africa, they had the Bible and we had the land. They said, let us pray. We closed our eyes. When we opened them again, we had the Bible and they had the land. All right. So, all right. Well, I can tell you have limited. America is the only country where a significant proportion of the population believes that professional wrestling is real, but the moon landing was fake. Go, David.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This one, I think, you know, people. Well, I think was it People Magazine said I said that. Is it? No, it's not People. It's a New York Magazine.
Okay.
As I said that. I'm not a paranoid, deranged millionaire. I said I'm a billionaire. I think Michael Bloomberg said something similar. He said they call me an arrogant, millionaire politician. I'm a billionaire. All right, here's a proverb. After the game, the king and the pawn go in the same box.
Okay.
I think that's something meaningful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We all go in the same box. I don't know who this person is, but it's an interesting, because we're talking about men and women and translating.
Yeah.
Men are like linoleum floors. Lay them right and you can walk all over them for 30 years. That's a little tacky.
Wow.
Yeah. The only reason they say women and children first is to test the strength of the lifeboats.
Oh my God.
Yeah, these are starting the year off cynically.
Yeah.
This is a kind of cool one. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Do you know who Zsa Zsa Gabor was?
I think so, yeah.
She was kind of, I think, the 50s generation version of, like, the Kardashians.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. There was Zsa Zsa, Ava, and I think Magda was the mom. And they were sort of bigger than life, huge, big blondes. I think they were Hungarian.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've been married to a communist and a fascist, and neither would take out the garbage. This one, I've heard this one before. See if you have. You know you're a redneck if your home has wheels and your car doesn't.
I think I have heard that one before, yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy, him. This one's kind of a tacky one. When a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he said that. This is kind of cool. This is kind of alarming. Prince Philip. Poor Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, man.
I think that's your fourth cousin or something, isn't it? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Although, man, she's really outlasted everybody.
Yeah, she has.
And she's done it with dignity. I mean, she just kind of, she's the ever-ready bunny, I think.
Yeah.
Is there any monarch who's been in office longer than she has? I don't think so.
Not off the top of my head. No, I can't think of any.
I mean, and she doesn't look like she's even slowing down. Her mother, Queen Mother, was, what, 103 or something when she died?
I think so, yeah.
But she 100. Had, yeah, she had apparently not a sober moment, but apparently everybody had the Queen Mother. A computer once beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing.
Well, we know what happened after.
Emo Phillips, yep. This is a good Harrison Ford quote. Wood burns faster when you have to cut it and chop it yourself. Here's one of mine. Have you ever noticed it takes much less time to get home than it did to get there?
Yeah, I've noticed that even with, like, vacations, you know.
Well, part of it is you know where you're going.
Right.
When you're coming home.
Yeah, it's always been that way. Yeah.
The best cure for seasickness is to sit under a tree. This is a good one. Lawyers believe a man is innocent until proven broke.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Here's kind of a nasty one. Kill one man and you're a murderer. Kill a million and you're a conqueror.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
Here's Arnold. Arnold said, having more money doesn't make you happier. I have $50 million, but I'm just as happy as when I had $48
million.
You know, I interviewed him before he did Conan. He had done a book for, he'd done a documentary for CBS, or a PBS, mm-hmm. about, was it called, it was called Pumping Iron.
Okay, yeah.
And he put out a picture book of it, and I interviewed him. And this was before Maria Shriver. He was engaged but not married to Maria yet. Mm-hmm. And I think he had not done Conan yet. It was just about to come out.
Okay.
And he's an interesting man in that even then he owned he was very wealthy because he took all of his earnings from Mr. World and Mr. from his weightlifting stuff, and he invested in downtown in real estate in downtown L.A. So even then, even before that, he's a very smart man.
Wow.
There are other issues with Arnold, but he's very smart.
Fun interview?
Yeah, it was actually, because I was brand new at it, and he was he's a very seductive and charismatic kind of man, and he was like, you know, I was sitting, and I was a brand new broadcaster, and you know, I just did it because I thought it'd be fun. I mean, I was not particularly interested in pumping iron, and but it was, you know, it was an interesting thing, and I used to do a lot of authors, and he was beginning. I mean, the Conan I think was already in the can; it just hadn't been released yet.
Okay,
and so people knew that he was about to, you know, to be a movie star. And he was a character, and people knew him from the PBS show, I guess, as much as that, or from the documentary.
Yeah.
Because he was already that really is what launched his movie career, is Pumping Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was always very charming. And at one point, he was down on the floor, and he was playing with my feet. And I said, what are you doing? I mean, because he was, and he left his wallet behind, which even, you know, I was young and dumb, but not that dumb. And I called him up and I said, you left your wallet behind. And he said, could you bring it over? And I said, no, I'll send it over with one of, you know, with one of my assistants or something. And he said, no, you know, there's a platinum or something, you know, American Express card. I'd like you to bring it over. And it's one of those stories that when I was one of those stations I worked for at one point had a thing called True or False, and I, you know, you would make a statement that the listeners would call up and sort of a statement, they would make a statement, and I would guess whether it was true or false, and then I would have to make a statement, and they would guess whether it was true or false. And one of the statements that I made was the whole story of when I first interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he left his wallet behind, and he came to the he made, you know, me bring it over. And when I knocked on the door, he didn't have any clothes on, which wasn't true. What he was he had nothing on but a pair of skin-tight jeans, no shirt, no thing. And and so that was – it was false that he didn't have anything on, but it was true that he was a very – I mean, I think Arnold, that was just his – there's a line in the movie Into the Woods where Chris Pratt says – I was raised to be charming, not sincere. I think that sort of defines Arnold to a certain extent. He's always been charming.
Cool.
What can I tell you? Yeah. So, but he was, yeah. What I had done is, because I'm not that stupid. And my daughter was at school. I worked in Boston and she was at a school in Chinatown. And so before I had to go pick her up, and I said, look, could you come downstairs? You know, I'm here and your wallet's here. And he said, no, I'm waiting for a phone call. You have to come up. I said, okay. And I said, my daughter and I will be up in a moment. And she was about six, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, lose your daughter. And I said, what? And he had champagne and chocolates. And I don't know. Well, I do know exactly what Arnold had in mind, but I knew that I had none of that in mind. And, what can I tell you? He said, we're both adults. No, I'm not. All right. We are here on earth to do good unto others. What the others are here for, I have no idea.
That's an interesting one.
Here's a good one. This fits in with the theme as well. In hotel rooms, I worry I can't be the only guy who sits on the furniture naked. Ow!
Oh, goodness.
If life were fair, Elvis would still be alive today and all the impersonators would be dead. I don't believe in astrology. I'm a Sagittarius and we're very skeptical. I've actually used that line. That's Arthur C. Clarke. I've said we Scorpios don't believe in horoscopes.
That's pretty cool.
Hollywood must be the only place on earth where you can be fired by a man wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a baseball cap. True.
Yeah, I believe that.
Home cooking, where many a man thinks his wife is. Jimmy Durante. See, nobody remembers Jimmy Durante.
I
just barely remembered him. So, 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, it's the first Monday of the brand new year, the first month. So today is one. Hey, you know what today is? It's 1515.
Oh, nice.
I just figured that out. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, 1515. That's what everybody should be playing for the lottery today. 1515, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. There probably is a number everybody will play today.
Play your ones and play your fives.
There you go. And you could do. You could also do 11s and 55s that's and 115. Right. I don't think lotteries go up to 115.
I don't think
there
so.
There we go. Yeah. All right. So Jimmy Durante. He used to have, I think he used to have a television show called The Jimmy Durante Show. And all I remember from being a very, very young kid was that he would say, "Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are." Okay. And he would be in, and Mrs. Calabash apparently was his wife, who apparently had died when he was, Jimmy Durante had a huge big nose, and he used to do Inka Dinka Doo. I just remember, you know, when my, there, I live in a neighborhood where there's a film school. And so these kids are always coming out when I'm walking home at night and saying, "Can we interview you for something?" And the last one they said was, what can you tell us a childhood memory? And it was just before New Year's. So I said, I remember when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and we went down, and it was called the Rumpus Room, which was the basement. And there was a fireplace down there, and my parents got myself and I had two sisters at the time, mm-hmm. and we at just before midnight, and we lay on our tummies watching the fireplace and drinking 7-Up. I don't know. I suppose it was close to the New Year, which is why I thought about it. So at any rate, so, and I remember Inka Dinka Doo. All right, here's a good quote that's alarming. America is so advanced that even the chairs are electric.
Oh,
that's a little alarming. Do they do electric chairs? Wasn't there somebody a couple of years ago in Texas? And remember, his hair caught on fire or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if they do use electric chair anywhere still, I guess Texas would be the only.
I think,
because pretty much anywhere else is lethal injection now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The first piece here. These two are very good. The first piece of luggage on the carousel never belongs to anyone. Have you noticed that? Yeah. That's always true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one ever picks it up. If God had intended us to fly, he would have made it easier to get to the airport. It's Jonathan Winters.
Fair point.
Yeah. All right, I have kleptomania, but when it gets bad, I take something for it.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Those are the end of my bumper stickers for the year.
Few of those are pretty good, I must say.
All right, now you had your favorite story of the year that you wanted to share.
Yeah, this if anything, this might deter some people from drinking alcohol, because some people just nowadays don't know really how to handle their alcohol. This is out of Salem, Oregon. Police near Salem, Oregon say they arrested a naked man after he broke into two homes, drank booze, and used a hot tub at one of the homes.
Well, he certainly is not shy.
Yeah.
did they have pictures of him all together?
In the story, I'm looking at it now. It's on Yahoo. They've got a picture of the guy. They got him like wrapped up in some sort of like tarp as they're taking him away, being arrested or whatever. But he's like a middle aged, or not middle aged, but the guy who's like in his mid 30s maybe.
I think that's just a little bit too much New Year's Eve-ing.
Yeah.
What was that today?
The story looks, the story was broke about 16 hours ago, so, yeah, must have been last
today,
night
yeah.
or the
he's,
night
he's had too many Sundays, too much football,
yeah.
You know, too much celebration, yeah.
Yeah, officers received a 911 call early Sunday from a woman who was house-sitting near Kaiser, Oregon, when she was awakened by noises coming from the laundry room. As she went to check it out, the laundry room door slammed. So she grabbed a knife and called police and her husband. Police found the burglar inside, naked, and arrested him without incident. Investigators determined that he had climbed in through a back window after removing a screen. So they say
it sounds like something else was going on there.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been that drunk, right? if he's climbing into windows and removing screens. My guess is that he was probably a burglar. Mm-hmm. Who said that that's what he was doing? Took off his clothes
and probably didn't think anybody was home. I don't think
exactly. She was house sitting.
Yeah. It finishes up, says they also noticed that screens had been removed from windows at a neighbor's home. Police say the suspect had burglarized that home, drinking the homeowner's alcohol and using the hot tub and shower. Wow.
Well, at least he showered after getting out of the hot tub. Or maybe he, you know, maybe he showered before getting out of the hot tub.
I was going to say, maybe he showered before.
Yeah, that would be really good manners. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, this sounds...
Polite.
Well, this sounds like, or at least he's clean. this sounds like a burglar who was smart enough to. My guess is he dumped the clothes someplace in the laundry room, and he was just a burglar. He was your ordinary burglar.
Didn't think anybody was home. I don't think probably.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting deal.
Well, it's good to know that you have role models.
Yeah.
Well, do you, were you old enough to remember streaking? Remember there was a guy at the Oscars who ran across, I think with David Niven or something, who ran, and he just
Oscars,
ran across the street.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was David Niven.
What was he?
I don't know. I mean, streaking at the Oscars. Google streaking at the Oscars, because I think that's what it was.
Okay.
And I think it was like, I don't know, in the 80s or something, when streaking was a big deal, that everybody decided they would take their clothes off and streak.
Yeah.
Did you find it, streaking at the Oscars?
Robert Opel?
I think that may have been his name.
Okay.
But does it say what year?
Let's see. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page here.
Oh, he's got a Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Robert Opel was a photographer and art gallery owner, most famous as the man who streaked during the 46th Academy Awards in 1974. He sneaked backstage posing as a journalist and ran naked past David Niven.
See, I got that right part, right? Yeah, there you go.
Flashing a peace sign while Niven was introducing Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow. See, the Oscars aren't any fun anymore. Because there was Marlon Brando had a Native American accept his award, Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring or something. I know that's how they do it, yeah. But she accepted the award. And Woody Allen did something. I think he didn't go. Or protested. The thing I remember most about Woody Allen before his current incarnation of The Heart Wants What the Heart Wants, which is a little hard to accept,
mm-hmm.
Is I saw him on, it was like Johnny Carson or something, and it may have been Wayne Dyer was on with him, and he had, Wayne wanted everybody, Woody Allen was a guest, and Wayne had everybody draw a picture of the car that he wanted. You know, he describe yourself as a car kind of thing. You know, draw a picture of, and Woody Allen, who had said at one point very famously that he'd been in therapy for 17 years, he was going to give it one more year and then try Lourdes, and he didn't think that was amusing. He thought that therapy was a serious thing, and he wouldn't do it. So there.
Wow.
So now we've talked Jimmy Durante, David Niven, streaking. And Woody Allen. I mean, who else is going to talk about that kind of stuff? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.